Australian-born Sky Ginjo is one of Britain's most respected and acclaimed chefs. Once a food editor for Vogue magazine, she got her culinary training first in Sydney and then Paris before moving to London to become head chef at Petersham Nurseries Cafe, where she won a Michelin star in 2011. Sky has recently opened her first solo restaurant, Spring. She talked with our contributor, Noelle Carter of the LA Times, about what she wanted in her own restaurant.
Sky, it's such a pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you too.
Spring is your first solo restaurant. And, you know, restaurants still have this reputation for being male-dominated and not just in the kitchen. From its inception, Spring was largely designed and built by women with you at the helm. Was this a conscious decision on your part?
I think probably not conscious, although I have to be honest that I do find women amazing, and I'm sort of drawn to a kind of specific type of creativity, and it was extraordinary. You know, halfway through the project, we looked around and we thought, God, the project architect is a woman, the interior designer is a woman, we have this beautiful ceramic blossoms all over the wall, that's a woman, the uniforms were designed by a woman, my partner was a woman, and I think we were drawn to each other. That was what was really extraordinary, and I felt that it was so mutually supportive. Like, I felt carried by them, especially Spring. It's in a very, very beautiful building called Somerset House, but the actual site where we are is the old Inland Revenue offices, so it was quite a forbidding site in a way, very beautiful, very unloved, and you kind of needed a lot of courage. It's got 24-foot high ceilings and huge windows, and it's right on the Thames. So it kind of felt like this sort of empty palace. And I just felt that all the women who seemed to pop up along the way, we all kind of trudged it together, because it was a project that took almost 2 years, in fact.
Mm-hmm. There's something almost poetic about the way you connect with your ingredients. The recipes are very produce-driven and seasonal. What is your thought process when creating recipes?
Thank you very much. That's really lovely to hear. It's funny, I always start with one ingredient, and we do work very seasonally, and we also work with a biodynamic farm called Fern Vero, so they provide 95% of our produce. So the dishes in the restaurant are completely led by Fern Vero. I'm so fortunate to work with such beautiful ingredients, and I see them in a box and I literally cannot believe how beautiful they are. And so what I try and do is literally showcase the ingredients and try and not get in the way of the ingredients too much.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the simpler recipes? I loved the way you write about making basic butter.
Well, I think during the process of looking to start another restaurant, a restaurant really on my own this time, I felt very lost and very out of a kitchen. And so we found ourselves returning to things like breads and making butters and all the kind of almost forgotten skills, the really, really basic. I always say them to everyone in the kitchen, they're kind of biblical things, you know, making bread.
Right.
We were very inexperienced, in fact, in making bread, and we sort of started and our first attempts were kind of poor. But over the kind of 18 months or so, we just found ourselves making bread every day. And then we branched into butters, because that became kind of a natural sort of follow-on from bread. And I mean, it sounds funny, but the butter that we make and that is in the book is actually a kind of cultivated butter, but it's with kefir grains. But we started with so many different creams or mascarpones or creme fraiches, and just it was actually a really lovely time, because in a restaurant, it's so busy every day that sometimes you don't have the luxury to really kind of get to the heart of things like bread and butters. And in the book as well, there's some sort of liqueurs and things that we started making with fig leaves. And it was a kind of experimental time for us, really. And those kind of fundamentals that are in the book, and the yogurts and the kind of ricottas and things, they were all things that we were doing to kind of keep ourselves sane as the restaurant was being built. And they sort of became part of the journey of opening Spring. So I really wanted to include them in the book.
Right. Another recipe that I tried recently was your slow-cooked zucchini with tarragon. And, you know, it's just a handful of ingredients, and the method is relatively simple, but the results are so incredible. And you mention at the top that it's one of the recipes that you keep coming back to, and it's one of the most popular recipes that you served. Can you talk a little bit about the inspiration for that?
Do you know that recipe I have come back to over sort of 15, maybe even 20 years? I've cooked it every summer for such a long time. It's such an old friend of mine. And it's beautiful with chickens. It's beautiful with lamb. It's wonderful with fish. But it sort of came about really because, especially working completely seasonally and working with a vegetable garden, what you tend to have is a feast or a famine. And you get a glut of, we call them courgettes. Do you call them zucchini?
Zucchini.
Yeah, your zucchini. And so it's almost like a jam you make, isn't it?
Right.
You cut them very, very finely, and you just tickle out the flavors through really long, patient cooking, in fact. It's just like keeping the temperature incredibly low. And then the tarragon, which is lovely with it, is not, I mean, sometimes I have it without the tarragon at all. It depends what it's with. And oftentimes I put so many other herbs in it, mint sometimes, or chervil, or sometimes I put dried chili in there. And it's funny because it's, of all the things I've ever cooked, strangely enough, it's one of the simplest, but it's also the one that everybody always says, oh, wait, Sky, like, I love that zucchini recipe. That's my favorite, where you make the slow-cooked zucchinis. Yeah, and everyone in the restaurant loves it too, actually. I mean, all the staff, like, we always love making it.
Sky, this is such a beautiful book. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sky Gingell is chef owner of Spring Restaurant in London. Noelle Carter is the Los Angeles Times Test Kitchen Director and writes the Culinary SOS column. Sky shared with us a recipe for slow-cooked zucchini with tarragon. And you can find it at splendidtable.org.